produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Did you read where he promised? Shut somebody, tell him. I'll tell you why he's coming back. Because he promised. That's good enough right there. He promised. If I labor. Why don't you lay your hands on your own head and say, if I labor. Lord, if I labor. God's going to give me a crown. If I labor, he's going to reward me. If I win a soul, he's going to give me something. I don't know who you work for. I don't know what city you live in. I don't know what county you're from. But I want to tell you this morning, my job is working for Jesus. Every night and every day, my job is praying for the sick. My job is in the jailhouse. My job is in the crack house. My job is in the school system. My job is with the sheriff's department. I got to tell everybody he's coming again, and you don't want to be left behind. Now I want you to get somebody by the hand, and I'm going to see if we can connect. I'm going to see if we can connect, Elder Cooper. I'm going to see if we can connect. Would you tell somebody he's coming? Now, folks that are going with him when he comes, I should have got something. Why don't you tell somebody else he's coming? And I don't want him to come and catch me empty-handed. He's coming. Ain't no use to me being bald-headed. Most of my life, I was born in the projects in Jersey City, New Jersey. I watched them build the towers in 3 years, and in 1 hour they came down. But I was in that concrete jungle, sleeping in a double bunk bed, having nightmares, rolling in my sleep, roll out the bed, bam, fall on my head. This tumor formed in the back of my head. They cut the tumor and my hair fell out. I had to go to school and folks called me Spot. And I'm Hey Spot. And I was looking for a dog and they was talking to me. Somebody said, you know, Mr. Clean, a fight. Well, I had to fight my way to school and fight my way back home. I go to shoot marbles, they didn't want to play with me. I go to play basketball, they didn't want to play with me. So I had to beat up a team. I hit him so hard, pop! They said, I'm on your side, Richie. I lived a lonely life. I lived a hard life. My father was one of Joe Louis' sparring partners. I grew up in the gym. I grew up around cussing. That's why I could cuss so good. Grew up around fussing and fighting. And razors and guns. Yeah, a thug. But I had a heart. And I had a grandmother. Anybody have a praying grandmama? Said, Lord! Save Richie! before they kill him. Save him. Bring him in. Why don't you tell somebody? Somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Prayed till I started walking right. Prayed till I started talking right. Prayed. He promised. I've had Hollywood offered to me. Oh yeah, I've been with Red Fox and Sammy Davis Jr. We just went to see Lady Sings the Blues 25 years ago. Walking across Hollywood and Vine, the car almost hit Sammy. I don't know how he didn't get hit. When he got on the curb, he didn't make the Star of David. He made the sign of the cross. Red said, I thought you was Jewish. He said, man, I want to thank the Lord I'm on this curb. And I want to tell you, whoever you are and wherever you are, wipe and wash away my sins. Lord, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Just you that are standing, don't bother nobody else. Just turn around and tell somebody, the Lord been good to me. Find somebody you don't mind touching. Hug them if you wanna. Say he been good. He been good. So good to me. Good enough for me to serve him. Good enough for me to follow him. Good enough for me to read about him. Good enough for me to witness. Good enough to put my life on the line. I'd rather have Jesus. Why'd he come to save me? Turn around and get loud, find a few people and tell them I'm saved. I don't care what you think. You wasn't there when he broke my chains. You wasn't there when he signed my name. You wasn't there when he brought me out. Oh, Lord. Oh. A man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with an argument. Tell somebody, I know what happened. I was there when it happened. You ought to have been there when he saved my soul. You ought to have been there when he put my name on the roll. Then I started walking. I started talking. I started singing. I started shouting. You ought to have been there. So Mother Rivers, he came to save us from our sins. He came to give us abundant life. He came because the Spirit was on him to preach. We got preachers that don't have no spirit. They ain't got no anointment. You need the Holy Ghost to preach. You need the Holy Ghost to witness. You need the Holy Ghost to testify. But he came to give us abundant life. And then he left us to give us a better place. And then he didn't just leave us without a promise. I want you to hug somebody and don't let them go till the Holy Ghost separates you. Tell him he promised me. He promised me. Me. And I want you to know there's a group called the Promise Keepers. Oh, they doing a good job. They mean well. They try to get men to support their families, love their families, raise their children, mentor their children. Oh, that's good. But a whole lot of them mean well. You got folk that took 12 steps and still stumbled. But I want you to know Jesus find somebody and tell him Jesus is the promise keeper. Jesus keeps his promise. Jesus keeps his word. Jesus never fails. Jesus saves, heals, delivers. Jesus. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time everywhere. And we want you to know it's praying time. When we travel across the country, I see and I hear so many tragedy and trouble. I get letters in the mail. I have men and women stop me and say, Reverend, pray for me. Pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my husband. I've had children come and say, pray for my daddy. He's an alcoholic. Pray for my mama. I don't know where she is. She just upped and left. Pray that the Lord will send her back home. We've got war clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment, pressure, tension, stress and strife. But I believe what the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. I believe that. So whoever you are and wherever you are, please don't forget to pray for me. Wherever your praying ground is, pray. Pray for me. When you steal away in your secret closet, pray for me. Oh. Lord, you said in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. Everywhere this record is heard, we pray that you would touch sinners, backsliders, drunkards, alcoholics, drug addicts, pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, people that are living on the edge of night. As the world turns and they don't know which way to go, their children have become young and restless. Stretch out your hand, Lord. Touch, heal, deliver, save, like only you can do. Break every fetter, break every yoke. undo the heavy burden. Go over yonder to that hospital and heal, Lord. Go in that prison. He's doing time, but let him know that even in the jailhouse, you can give him peace in his mind and joy in his soul. Lord, go in that kitchen. Get in that living room. Go down in the laundry room. Touch that mother that's walking the floor all night long. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hear our prayer tonight. Send deliverance like a mighty hammer. Send it like a two-edged sword. Send a revival to America. And help us to come back to Pentecost. Back to our praying ground. Back to loving one another. Back to caring, sharing, and bearing one another's burdens. Bind us together everywhere and make us one in the Holy Ghost. Have your way in us, with us, and through us. Bless us and we'll bless you back. We'll tell the world what a great God you are. And we'll ever be mindful that where we are, you brought us. What we know, you taught us. And what we have, you gave us. And what we are, you made us. When you bow, when you bow, when this is our prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.